And you're listening to Culture Shift. I'm Ryan Patrick Hooper. Breaking news, after 70 years, the Hazel Park Raceway will be closing. A notice outside of the horse track has been posted explaining that. We've got Dave Mesre. He's a local journalist who has written about the raceway for Motor City Muckraker and Metro Times. Hi, Dave.
Morning.
Set the table for me a little bit about this space and why this is big news.
Well, Hazel Park Raceway has been here at 10 Mile and DeQuinter since it opened in 1949. And it was, when horse racing was king, this was really the place to be. It was actually built on the site of an old landfill, built here on a garbage dump in 1949. This majestic old grandstand. It was not a mile track. It was a 5/8 mile track, and the jockeys all called it a bull ring because it wasn't a full mile. Hazel Park, for years, it hosted both harness racing and thoroughbred racing. Throughout the year, they would alternate meets with DRC, the Detroit Race Course, down in Livonia. And in 1984, Hazel Park went strictly harness racing, while the thoroughbreds went down to DRC. And for 30 years, Hazel hosted strictly harness racing until 2014, when they decided to give thoroughbred racing a go again. And so they brought back thoroughbred racing here in 2014. And while they attracted an awful lot of fans and filled the stands most Friday and Saturday nights, they simply didn't make enough money to stay in business. And so after nearly 70 years, the track owners Hartman and Tyner closed their doors this morning.
And it seems like it's coming out of nowhere. There wasn't any notice prior to this. I know in the past few years, though, there has been a lot of talk and a lot of reporting about sort of the struggles that have been going on there. Is that right?
Yeah, it kind of feels like a Motown situation with the sign on the door this morning. It certainly caught a lot of people off guard. As of this morning, Hazel Park Raceway is closed for good. Thank you for 70 years of horse racing, right? A lot of people didn't see that coming, and the horsemen were all planning to have their meet as scheduled. It was supposed to begin on the Friday before Derby Day. I think it was Friday, May 4th, the night before the Kentucky Derby. It was supposed to be the first live racing meet here this year, and a lot of the horsemen started shipping in yesterday, but they were turned away at the gate. And some of them are still here on site, and the horsemen are here and the horsewomen are taking care of their horses and trying to figure out what to do with them because the stalls are about to close up and everybody's going to have to ship out. I think there were about 42 horses who were let in here last night, and I'm not sure how long they're going to stay here on site, but there will be no live racing here at Hazel Park this year.
That's Dave Mesre. He's a local journalist talking to us about the Hazel Park Raceway, finding out early this morning that after 70 years, it will be closing, and that announcement made with little more than a note on the door. Dave, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Culture Shift.